Welcome to the Introspection and Banter podcast. I'm your host, Antoine.
And I'm Gabrielle.
And tonight, we'll be discussing sci-fi and philosophy.
Interesting topic.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, we could probably discuss quite a bit about it. There's a lot of sci-fi movies and such related.
Oh, yeah. Just a reminder, any comments and any questions can be directed to our email. At the, intro.banter@gmail.com?
That is correct, intro.banter@gmail.com.
Don't forget that the podcast is available on YouTube and on Spotify under the Introspection and Banter podcast.
Yep, and might be on Apple and shit soon.
If I can figure out how that works, yep.
Yep. I don't know how complicated that is. Yeah.
Probably not as complicated as I think it is.
Yeah, all right.
So, Anthony, I got a question for you before we start.
Shoot. I mean, we already started. What's up?
It's, steampunk. Is it sci-fi?
That is a good question. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you could possibly argue it's historical fiction. Depending on... What? Yeah.
I was going to say that's only if it takes place in the past, though.
That's true. I think it depends on, like, if I had, like, a great knowledge of steampunk stories, I could probably start naming, like, certain ones. But I feel like it depends on, like, when it takes place and certain, like, just various elements of it. Like, what exactly about it is steampunk? Like, oh yeah, they just got like balloons and stuff. No, that's not sci-fi. Like, oh, they're floating around in zeppelins, they got some steampunk guns. I think you know, now I think about it, I'm pretty sure even that is maybe low level sci-fi.
I guess you could consider like low level sci-fi. I mean, the other thing too is like, even if it is like gears and steam, it still is like technology that doesn't exist, you know.
Yeah. So, like, honestly, I think it is a little, like, it definitely is a form of sci-fi. Not exactly what you would picture for sci-fi. I think anyone, like, when you picture sci-fi, you're going to think, like, space, Cowboy Bebop, Star Trek, like, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or just the future in general, floating cars, iRobot sort of stuff.
Have you ever heard of the term science fantasy, though?
Have I heard it? I mean, I think I have, but like, I don't know too much about it.
It's like science fantasy is like the blend of science fiction and fantasy. So okay. So you know, the original He-Man cartoon?
Yes, I do.
Where He-Man's like a giant barbarian. He's fighting like Skeletor, who's clearly like some sort of like magical wizard. But at the same time, there are people around them that use, like, technology to fight, too. Like, the Man of Arms. Or the fact they have, like, these, like, futuristic cars and stuff.
Oh.
It's, like, a perfect mix of fantasy and science fiction.
I remember it more fantasy-based. Like, you might remember it better than me, because, like, I don't remember, like, that much technology involved.
Well, they have computers and stuff.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah, despite the fact they live on, like, some weird, like, science, like, fantasy planet. Like, He-Man's clearly, like, a gigantic buff barbarian, but at the same time, they have, like, computers. Mecha Neck has, like, a robotic, like, metal neck. Things like that.
Yeah.
That's what, so, like, saying... Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was gonna say, I think we can both agree that a certain level of advancement in technology is needed for it to be sci-fi.
Yeah, and what I was gonna also add with this, the whole science fantasy thing is like the genre itself is very malleable to begin with. So in turn, so we're on the discussion of like steampunk.
Yes,
you can definitely bend like you'd bend the definition of the genre to encompass steampunk. I think.
I would agree with that.
It's just like a different form. I would have called it like a subgenre of science fiction.
Yeah.
The, it's like He-Man can technically be considered science fiction. I don't see why, having a show where like you're flying around in like Zeppelins, but then you have like a Tesla ray gun made of like copper gears and stuff. Why that couldn't be considered sci-fi as well.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me. It's like I almost need to like go and look at He-Man again, because the way you're explaining it to me, I'm just like, what? They had computers and shit? I just remember like magic. It's like, by the power of Grayskull.
Do yourself a favor and just search up like Man of Arms He-Man. Just like the character design. You do it right now. Later. Yeah. You could do it right now. It's...
Okay.
Right. Just look it up real quick. Like Man of Arms He-Man. And you're going to see what I mean when I say they have like technology. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
This dude does have
that's
like
clearly
armor.
Like...
And what is like, is that a pistol?
Yeah. Like, it's like a gun, in his wrist.
A shield.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, this is definitely some advanced stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like He-Man's backstory too was like his mom was an astronaut that got stranded on that planet or whatever.
I didn't know that.
He was born. I think that's how it is. I'm not 100% sure.
Interesting.
I like sci-fi.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. It's like, you know what I like about sci-fi, since we're on the topic of like science fiction and philosophy? It does let us like look into... It does let us look into like things that we normally wouldn't. For instance, you want to talk about, let's say, race relations. You can write a story about humans having trouble with race relations, but what would be better? How about humans and aliens instead?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like when you're creating like any alien, especially if you have like science, like heavy like space type of science fiction, like space exploration. Yeah. You can definitely have like aliens represent like anything.
No, I know what you mean. Like I know like stories and stuff. Like they've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
I like sci-fi because I mean it's usually like in the future, and they can display it in different ways, like how humanity has overcome different things, or how like setbacks we've had. And it's funny how you often see the 21st century as being terrible.
Oh yeah, who would have thought that people way back in the 1900s would have perfectly guessed that the 21st century sucked? What is it? We got, not only do we have still the problems of like the last century, we also got fucking a pandemic now that apparently is coming back. Fucking coronavirus 2, electric boogaloo.
Oh, yeah.
We might be going, I don't know. They already shut down a few schools over in New York.
Oh, okay.
Because they just had outbreaks there.
Yeah. I do like, though, that you can use sci-fi as a way to reflect how you're experiencing now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I can see like a lot of the problems you have. Like one of the things you have to like question when you're like writing like future stuff.
Yeah.
Is like how the future is going to evolve out. But funny enough, you often see like sci-fi series portray like the exact same problems we've had now in the future.
Yeah.
And you can say it's a little unrealistic, but considering how long we've had these problems to begin with, it's not as unrealistic as one may think. Like, as social problems especially, sci-fi does a great job of, historically speaking, sci-fi has done a great job of, like, bringing things like that into light. Harlan Ellison used to write stories such as critiquing the world that was around him, using sci-fi as his platform. Star Trek is a franchise that has literally only been preachy since its beginning. Has always been very preachy about like social issues since like the 1960s, and I guess even now it still is. You know, it's taken like more like a kind of like new, darker turn in some of its newer series. Star Trek is my favorite sci-fi series, by the way, or franchise.
Did you say that already? I can't remember.
That Star Trek was my favorite?
Yeah.
I probably told you before in conversation. I don't know if I said it on the podcast. Okay.
I wasn't sure if you mentioned it or not.
I might have mentioned it. It's like. Mm-hmm.
Are there any cool concepts like from sci-fi that you'd love to see like in the real world, like I don't know, like now and such, or someday?
Yeah, well, start like faster than light travel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, space exploration is the one thing I want to, like, finally get off the ground. We haven't really, like, as a species, we haven't really moved away from Earth as much as I would have hoped, you know?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Yeah, we're, like, only starting to, like, maybe colonize Mars in the next few decades. Maybe, because it's not even a certainty yet.
We've, like, barely made it out of the galaxy with the...
probes.
Not the galaxy. I'm talking about the... so, what's this called? Solar system.
Yeah.
With, satellites. Not satellites. Drones.
Hopefully with our like, in our lifetimes, we'll see technology that lets, like, move beyond our solar system, at least, or at least into the outer solar system.
Yeah.
For a time being, it looks like we're stuck here. The other thing is, like, just
teleportation. Yeah, born too late and way too early.
Born in the wrong generation.
Teleportation.
Yes, teleportation technology is the other thing. You know how amazing fucking Amazon would be with teleportation?
Buy it. Instantly shows up at your warehouse on your doorstep.
Right? No, no one. Awesome. No one can steal my my
packages. That the future of package delivery? Because that is wild.
Oh my god! Yes.
It's like, wow, you could get food, beer. Like, oh man, I would love filet mignon right now from, like, California.
Yeah. I feel like that would, like, just spoil us even more, though. Because right now, people are pretty I've noticed, like, people have become a lot more entitled when it comes to, like, getting shit in.
Yeah.
Like, before, if I ordered something back in the early 2000s, I would expect it to take a while to arrive. Nowadays, if shit don't arrive the next day, my family gets pissed off about it. I'm like, can you, like, wait? And I think part of that is just simply because, like, Amazon exists, because, like, one day shipping is a thing now, so people expect it to arrive, like, one day. And if it doesn't, then they get angry. It's like, oh, it's taking too long. But, like, a decade or two decades ago, that it wasn't like that. Like, when I was a kid, it wasn't like that. You didn't have that expectation. No. People are becoming more spoiled.
You've mailed me stuff, like, in the U.S., like, you know, U.S. postal system, and it takes, like, a week for it to get to me.
Yeah, and our states are, like, right next to each other.
Yeah. Something that, I mean, I can't say I want this, because, like, I think it's dangerous to say something like that, but an interesting concept I've always seen in sci-fi that I'd like to see in the real world is integrated consciousness.
What do you mean?
And the idea of moving, like, your consciousness to, like, a computer or something like that. Like, you've seen it done in, if you've ever seen Serial Experiments Lane, which I know you haven't, or played Soma, then you see examples of people who have or want to move their consciousness, like their mind, their beliefs and such, into a computer. Where in Soma, it lasts, like, they're like, yeah, we'll last forever. This is paradise.
Isn't that, like, the major, like, debate in Soma? Like, is it really, like, you? Because I think, like, what is it, like, a couple of times you switch bodies or whatever, and, like, the old you is still
Soma there. Does it so, I think, in the best way I've seen yet.
By the way, guys, spoilers, because just to, like, to get that, like, warning out of the way, we're probably going to talk about spoilers.
Yes, most definitely.
So I haven't played Soma, but I think I saw Gura play through it on YouTube. And forgive me if I'm wrong, like, there's this part where, like, you need to create, like, a better body for yourself or whatever, so you, like, create it, but, like, your old copy is still there, so, like, the idea is it actually, or is it a copy of you, I think, gets brought up?
So there is a part like that, and what happens is your body, you're wearing a specific type of suit that can't travel to the bottom of the ocean. You can only go to a certain depth, so you need to go to a different suit. But to do that, you need to move to a different body. So you copy yourself, your consciousness, into another body because it's wearing that suit. And you can't change suits. I'm not really going to get into why, but when you copy it, there's a 50-50 chance that you're, like, you are going to be in that body. There's a 50% chance that it's going to be your copy. And, like, it almost doesn't matter which one's which. Either way, one version of you is kind of screwed because they're going to be stuck there.
And then it happens again towards the end.
Right? Yes, it does happen at the end.
And that's the big debate. Did you actually escape, or did a copy of you escape? I think is like a big question, because that's the whole thing, right? Like, you're going to the Ark.
Because whatever. You're going to the Ark. You're going to paradise where your consciousness is like, you're set free. Okay. And there is a debate, like, whether you made it or your copy made it. And it's kind of this question, like, does it matter? Like, oh my, like, either way, one version of you is going to think it made it. The other version of you is going to not think it made it. Of course, only one of them is actually your consciousness, like the one that's living, like right there.
So where do you stand on this, on the debate?
Of, like, if you made it?
Yeah, do you think I forget the name
of
the protagonist.
No, I don't. No, if you play it, like, the way that I experienced it, I don't think you made it.
I think, you know, it's funny. I think they frame it in a way where you kind of think of it, you don't make it. Because at least
They did. They did.
Yeah, because like in the other part of that story, when you switch bodies, that's framed.
You did make it.
You did, because you switch control to the other body.
Yes.
And I feel like that way I don't know if it was intentional or not, but they framed it in that way where, like, yeah, you're going to continue on with the story. That other copy of you, the original one, it's not really you anymore because you're not controlling it. But the ending doesn't do that. You still control that one who's stuck in the place. You had no point, like, actually control the one who's escaped in the Ark.
What's funny too is you have the choice to kill your copy.
Yeah, I mean, you
might
as well.
Like, the first one that's made. And yeah, they say you can kill it or you cannot kill it. And she's like, I mean, like, it's up to you. And I made the choice. I'm like, I'm going to kill it. Because, like, that seems like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Because if you don't kill it, it's going to wake up thinking it's you, not knowing what's going on.
I was going to say, there's an argument to be made that it's a completely different person. It is. Like, it may be similar, like, their memories are the same, but it is a separate entity. It's a separate entity that knows it's a separate entity. The thing is, the one at the end of the game doesn't know that it stayed behind. I don't think so, right? I don't think it realizes that it was a copy that stayed behind.
No, it does. It does. I don't know Yes, I don't know if the one when you switched bodies so you could travel deeper, I don't know if that one knew, and at the beginning of the game, you didn't know that you were a copy.
Yeah, like, you find out, like, in a reflection that you're, like, a machine or something like that.
Yeah, that is true. Which, honestly, I recommend if you guys like this sort of game, like, that kind of fucks with your mind. It's called Soma. I would definitely recommend looking into it. Maybe you're not the type of one that likes scary games. Watch a Let's Play. Very cool concept. I think the game did it beautifully. Something else, though. Serial Experiments Lane kind of did something like that. The Wired. It's an older anime, so I don't expect everyone to know it. I watched it because I like anime and I like vintage stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Like, and that aesthetic.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, I wish more anime did it. Like, in this day and age.
Yeah, I miss that old, like, 90s, 80s style.
Yeah.
It's great.
So this isn't really much of a spoiler because it's right at the beginning. This girl dies and everyone's, like, freaked out. She's dead. Well, she emailed, like, the dead girl email, like, fuck. The main character gets an email from the dead girl saying that I'm not dead. I'm alive in the Wired, which is the internet. They just call the internet the Wired for some reason. And she's like, yeah, it's awesome here. Everyone's here. I feel amazing. She's like, God's here. You should come join me. She's like, I died because I left my body behind. It was holding me back. And it was like, what the fuck? What is this on about?
I have a question.
Yeah.
So do you think that once we copy, like, because both Lane and I think Soma does this. It really asks this question: do we gain immortality once we like upload our mind to like quote unquote the cloud or to a computer or whatever? Because while the physical body is gone, is the physical body really us, or is it just like one extension or one aspect of us? Do we still exist?
They make it seem like our body is just an extension of us. Our consciousness, that's really us.
Yes, and I think I fall somewhat into that camp of thought. I do think like what makes us, if you want to call it the soul or whatever, which I believe is just the accumulation of all our memories and what we've learned and our experiences, is our identity. And I think if you can transfer that into something else, it's still you. Maybe you might look different, but it would still be you. Now, if you could copy that over and over again, or copy it and put it in a vessel that will not like cease to exist, like a machine or something, I would argue that's like the only way to achieve immortality. Like immortality, yeah. Do you disagree on that?
I think that, yeah, that probably is a way to achieve immortality. I just don't know like what cons there are to that, because I'm sure there are some. And I'm sure no one, if you've ever read like Tuck Everlasting, I'm sure you don't want to live that long. No one probably wants to live that long, unless you can somehow find a way to keep your life interesting, because eventually it'll probably become mundane. Especially if you are truly immortal, like you don't need food, you don't need what are you gonna do?
I believe we had I think in one of our letters that we wrote to each other, we had the discussion about like immortality.
Yeah, no, we did. Yeah, I think too is if you're no longer human, like you don't need sex or anything anymore. Like we do sex to survive, and it's also something we do as humans because it's pleasurable. What the hell do we do?
It's true. If you like, I think my words in one of our letters was, if you have tomorrow, what's the point of doing anything today, right? Like if I have all the time, why the hell would I bother like doing anything? Like now, yeah. I'll just do it later. And you just keep saying I'll do it later and later until the point was like, what's the point?
Because normally, like the average human lives 88 years or something like that. I think it's like 86 for males. And there's all sorts of time. Like today, I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll get a gym membership. And I was like, maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Now, I'm probably going to do it after this podcast, ain't gonna lie. But if I have infinite amount of time, why would I ever get started doing anything? Especially if I know I'm not going to die. Now, if there are certain factors I need to fulfill to live forever, then yes, I will meet those factors. But yeah, I mean, especially if I have copies of myself, then I don't even know what the point is.
What was that movie that was about like cloning? Sixth Day or something like that with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't know that one. Although,
I think it's like they try to clone him, but they were going to kill the original him, but they didn't. So instead, what's it called? Arnold Schwarzenegger and his clone team up or whatever.
Yeah.
To get to the bottom of like this cloning conspiracy.
I haven't seen that movie. It's interesting though.
It's a pretty fun. It's like it's fun 80s era, I think, movie. But I was going to say, like, I mean, like, that's one of the things. It's like the guy in that program who's a clone is like, that's his whole thing where it's, they can live forever because all they do is keep making copies of themselves. And like, it has all their memories. So like, really, there's no difference like in each one, you know? It like continues on and on.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You haven't seen Invincible, but there are these two characters. I mean, I don't want to stay on this topic forever, but there are these two characters in Invincible. And they both think they're clones of each other. And this is like really weird because they keep going back and forth like, oh, you're the clone. No, you're the clone. And I'm just like, what the hell? You don't get it at first because you're just kind of thrown into it in media res, you know?
Yeah.
And later on, one of them dies and you're like, okay. And he's like, oh, yeah, you died because you're weaker because you're the clone. And then you see the one guy that lived build a machine and clones himself to form another clone. except like he also like gives him memories, all right, so that he doesn't think he's a clone. And so he keeps, he says, I do this every time so that both of them think they're the clone, so neither of them think they're like better than each other or something like that. Like neither of them thinks they're the clone.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It's funny because really you can make an argument that both of them have the same right to the title or to the identity. It's like that episode of Star Trek where it was Star Trek Next Generation with Riker. It because of a transporter accident, the transporter essentially makes two Rikers, one at the target destination and the other one like stays behind, but they're both Riker. And while the episode frames it like weirdly where it's like, oh yeah, one's going to become Tom or whatever, because it really is like both of them technically have the same like right to call themselves Riker. Like they have the exact, not only are they made like, they're made of the exact same like transporter pattern, they also like have the same memories in life and whatever. The only difference is that one continued serving Starfleet while the other one was abandoned at a base.
That is funny.
Yeah. So they're like this, but I would argue they're the same person. They're literally the same person.
And the character that does that in Invincible, he does it because he doesn't want the clone having that I'm sure you've seen like clones in series where they find out they're a clone and they're like, what am I supposed to be? Like, I have these memories that aren't mine. Like, they kind of have their own mental breakdown. He does that so they don't do that.
Yeah, which and I think is,
are that person.
I think it's bullshit. I think clones literally are just exact copies. I'm of the argument that because the memories are the exact same, the essence is the exact same, just because the body is like what, newer? Doesn't really matter. Yeah. Every cell in your body, and this is like the ship of, was it Theseus argument? The cells in your body are definitely not the, like, they're almost not, there's like not a, I think after like, I forget how many years, but the cells in your body are not the same ones you had when you were a kid, you know? Does that mean you're a different person?
Nope, I am the same person I have always been.
Exactly. So I would argue that really it's the essence, and the essence is the same when you make
it's the clone. Same ship.
Yeah, the same ship. Why? Because the identity of the ship is the same. It has not changed, even if the components have changed. You know.
Yeah. No, that was a great discussion.
Can't wait until we start cloning people. The thing is, I think with our current technology, we can clone the body, but not really like we can't like copy the memories or anything yet.
Yeah, you're probably right. I know that like the other thing too is memories. Like they've done studies where like memories are like a shit ton of storage. Like I don't remember. I know it's like a fuck ton.
No wonder we can't remember shit properly. Our brain is like having trouble storing
all of it. Our memories are so huge, yet I can't remember why I walked into the kitchen.
I can't remember what I had to eat 5 minutes ago.
What beer was I drinking? Oh yeah. did we have anything else to discuss on that?
Like what, cloning, identity?
Consciousness,
I don't think so.
I think we went through that one pretty well. Honestly, that one might have been able to make its own episode.
Who knows? Maybe down the line, we'll make like a bonus episode just talking about cloning.
All right, so I wanted to discuss sci-fi as it relates to society more. Similar to the shit you kind of see in 1984. People are always bringing it up like, oh, yeah, look how this book has led to, like, this sci-fi book about the future has led to what society actually is now. And The Circle, which is similar to 1984, kind of derives off this concept that, I mean, it doesn't derive off it. It shares a similar idea with this concept of the Panopticon, which, you know what that means, Gabe?
No, what's the Panopticon?
The Panopticon. Okay. I don't know, for some reason I thought you knew what that was. I figured I was going to have to explain it to the viewers, though.
Explain it to both of us.
So, imagine a circular jail. It's more like a cylinder, all right? It goes up like a tower, all right? And it's circular. And in each individual cell, there is one inmate. And in the middle of this cylindrical jail, just imagine like a bunch of stacked jail cells, all right? So one circle, and it goes up like 30 cells high. Imagine one watchtower in the middle of this where all the I mean, you can imagine one guard, because that's what this idea plays off, one guard watching you, but that sounds a little ridiculous to me. One person's going to watch all of this. But a watchtower where the guards can watch you to make sure nothing's happening. And you don't want to do anything either, because they're watching. So, like, you can't even get away with shit. And this book, The Circle, kind of shares similar highlights to that idea, where these people are too afraid to do anything, similar to, like, Big Brother and shit, because if they speak out about certain things, then they're found and taken away.
Very dystopian.
Yeah.
Surveillance is very scary.
Surveillance.
God, can you imagine if your search history was like publicly
My gosh. You know that's happened before. Like, not me, but like the AOL thing, you know about that?
Oh, but at least with the AOL thing, like when it was leaked, at least they didn't have names attached to it. Although some people did notice, like, if you searched long enough, you could maybe, like, dox someone. You could.
They were able to dox this woman by a couple things. Like, she searched, like, the weather, a couple different things, and they were able to figure out exactly who this woman was.
Oof. Go on.
But they were never able to find this one user who had searched, like, for, like, a lot of very bad pornographic images.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Stuff can't really go into detail here on about.
They were reading Comic Low. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what that is, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not going to explain
it. Maybe you can explain later.
I'll explain it after the podcast. But yeah, no, it's like surveillance is a really scary thing to me.
Yes.
I know there's the people say, well, if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't be afraid. The thing is, everyone has almost like everyone has things to hide. It may not be illegal shit, but it's things you don't want out in public. And the problem,
I mean, it's certainly not everyone now.
The problem with surveillance in general is like the government's doing it. Okay. How many, like, since when has the government been a secure, like, how do I phrase this? Since when has the government had top-notch security? How many fucking leaks have happened from
I go on Reddit all the time and see, like, random shit with the government.
Why the fuck would I give the government information when I know they're constantly being assaulted by, like, cyber terrorists who are purposely trying to leak info?
I don't even the U.S. government that much.
Yeah, like, whenever, like, developers add backdoors specifically for, like, the government, this happens a lot in China, for, like, the government to, like, search stuff, like, information stuff, guess what always happens? Yeah. Hackers get into it because you just create an exploit for them to get into.
Hackers.
If you give the government that information, guess what? The government's not going to be the only one who has it eventually. Eventually it's going to get the hands of someone else. And you know what's the most valuable thing nowadays? It's not fucking oil. It's not fucking gold. It's fucking info. Information is very valuable. That's why a company like TikTok goes, like, when they was, like, on the table to be sold, it's like billions of dollars. So much money. Why? It's not because it's a popular social media platform. It's because it's so popular and they take so much information from its users. People want that. Data sells a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's because they're trying to figure out what to sell you.
Exactly. That's what it is.
They want to know more about you. Ooh, wow. You like lingerie? Oh, maybe we could sell you this.
Oh, wow. You pathetic fuck, be watching hentai all day. Have you seen this?
Whoa, you want this pillow with a lewd girl? You know?
Technology.
Yeah, future. Technology. Oh my gosh, I like how we've been discussing this. We discussed clones. It's like, I like how genetically engineered cat girls never came up.
Eventually, that's what they're going to try to sell us. after they've like seen our search history, they're gonna be like, "Hey, we got genetically engineered cat girls. We got some no, cat bussy." Oh.
We'll save this when we discuss the dystopian sci-fi one, because I'm sure that'll be great for it. Yeah,
I thought we were discussing dystopian sci-fi right now.
Oh, I mean, yeah, but like we'll have like an in-depth one, kind of like on the sort of like pornographic nature of sci-fi, like cyberpunk right,
that,
and
that,
shit.
That could be like the second part of this episode. Stay tuned next week. Where we discuss cat bussy. And what was it, like pornography and science fiction or something?
I was discussing specifically the cyberpunk franchise. But yeah, I mean, science fiction, yeah. I mean, sex sells.
Oh, yeah.
Not, not if you're no longer human.
Oh. I don't know, bro. People are into some weird fucking shit. I think even if you're not human, you're not safe. Eldritch abominations. Better prepare their orifices. People are weird.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, surveillance.
How did we
get so off topic?
Our own amusement.
Surveillance is scary. It's horrifying. The Circle is a book, right? And also a movie with Tom Hanks?
Yes. I have heard the movie isn't very good, though. I'm interested to know something, but I mean, if you want to talk about something, you can go ahead and can.
No, did you have anything to say about it? Like, other than
how
that,
how many alt accounts do you have?
I kind of don't want to say. I have a few.
Okay, that's the whole point of discussing this privacy thing.
Yeah,
I'm asking how many. I'm not asking what their fucking passwords are.
I'm very sensitive because they're there for specific purposes. Okay, Antoine. I see what you mean. I have whenever I make specifically like a few emails and stuff like that, I have multiple.
Yeah. Wait, how many emails do you have?
I'm not answering that.
What the fuck? Like, holy shit. Oh my gosh.
I don't want to answer it mostly because I forget.
I don't have that many. I do have one that I specifically use for my alt accounts, or if I'm shipping shit to my house and I don't want to use my actual email address, because I don't want like random spam and shit.
I think I have like four.
No, this is kind of like funny shit though. when it applies to security and surveillance.
I'm a private person. I want it to remain that way.
Do you use the same like account like username and password for like all these accounts?
No, I have a different password for every damn account.
Okay. You do use the same username?
Depends. If I have like a username that I use most, like that's my online presence, right? Yeah. I have another one for like my porn accounts.
Yeah.
And then I have like I have just like my actual name for business and stuff. That's what I usually use.
That makes sense.
But I mean, like the usernames might be similar or the same.
How many different online presences do you think you have then? Like, do you know the answer to that?
What do you mean, like presences? Like my cookie? Like my profile?
No, sure, profiles. Like
what, like on social media, or just like how, like my online presence as in like how, like trackers?
I could answer the question first if that helps you.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I have my own, all right, like, you know, like my legal name, all right, and then I have one that I go by, which is just a nickname that I use, all right, and I use that for a couple, all right, then I have one that I use literally for just spam and porn. All right, so I have like three, maybe four.
I have three.
Okay.
My business, normal one, and then my pornography.
I'd say mine's similar. More, I wouldn't necessarily say the last one's pornography. It's more like business, leisure, and just randomness.
Yeah, mine's three. I think I have a fourth one that I don't use, that it was like an alternate pornography one, because I think at one point I got embarrassed with like my pornography handle, and I was just like, We change it.
Okay. All right. I don't even remember why I asked that at this point. Like, where I was going with it.
We were talking about the circle.
Yeah, I know. Did we like, what were we going to talk about regarding it?
I mentioned how scary surveillance was, but I don't know where you were going to go with it.
Oh, yeah. No, I was, like, interested to see, like, at the... Shit. I don't know. I was interested looking at the different... the amount of accounts people use to hide themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on, like, their internet presence. Like, I know. Just not incognitos enough anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah. Get yourself a VPN. This would have been a perfect place for a sponsor. I don't know. Yeah. Surfshark, Nord, Nord.
What's the one with the deer? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I thought there was a deer one.
Oh, that would have been a perfect. This would have been a perfect segue, a 10-minute conversation about surveillance into the Nord VPN sponsorship.
I swear, I want to, like, bro, I'm going to make a Twitter just to tag them in this and start it at that timestamp.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We could probably just skip this one. get into more sci-fi and philosophy.
You know,
talking about, like, Star Trek? You do like Star Trek.
I do like Star Trek. I wanted to point out something. I know the big thing nowadays is for people to complain about politics invading everything. But I think people don't realize is that politics have been a big important
aspect
of most writing. Forever? I would argue, yeah, since forever. I was going to say, I think what most people mean when they say get politics out of, like, my media or whatever, I think they mean one of two things. Either A, it's get these things I don't agree with away from me, or B, get this shitty writing away from me. Because I feel like most of the time people are just complaining about B, because people write shit, people write politically charged shit,
yes,
but they write it in the most garbage way possible. You know,
yes,
like they don't know how to incorporate like their message or what they're trying to convey properly, and it comes, the ending product isn't that great. I say this because we're talking about Star Trek. Star Trek, from the inception, has always been like a very preachy show. It's always been like a very progressive show. I think we had this conversation of, like, was it two nights ago, where I mentioned that the Star Trek, just looking at the main cast for the 1960s itself, was like progressive for its time period.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Yeah, an Asian character who didn't have like a very stereotypical accent, a black woman as part of the bridge crew, a Russian dude during the Cold War, you know, things like that. Which, I mean, by today's standards isn't really much, but for this 1960s, it was. And then there's like a lot of episodes in Star Trek with deal like social issues as well. And it's not just like the original series, it's gone on to like modern Star Trek as well. I think there are episodes where, like, it gets really preachy, but you know what Star Trek also, like, keeps in mind? Is that it's writing, it's also, like, a piece of entertainment, so it does something else that's very important whenever you're writing about something. It's, you also have to keep in mind your job is not to just preach at people. It's also to entertain them. People are not going to mind if you're, like, preaching at them as much if you also provide them an entertaining story.
Facts.
Yeah, so like one thing that really I would argue that fails this is, you know, the stereotype that Christian media just sucks in America? Like any movie that Christians make suck?
It's terrible?
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can tell you for a fact that stereotype is about 99% true. Almost every piece of Christian media made in this country sucks because Christians don't really understand that concept. I think that if you're gonna make a medium like a piece of entertainment, you better make sure it's entertaining, right?
I can think of one example that works against that, and I like it in a way that you're saying.
Go on.
The Passion of Christ.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So it sold, I think, over 600 million, like, or it made like over $600 million in its first week in the box office or something like that. And it, okay, maybe not the first week of the box, like, it made a lot of money. That's my point.
You know, and
it's very Christian, but it's very entertaining.
Yeah. And you know what's another piece of media I can think of that breaks that mold as well?
Yeah, shoot.
Do you remember that DreamWorks, what is it called?
Prince
of Egypt. Good ass film. I would argue best DreamWorks movie made. It's so good.
Whoa. Shrek. Listen. No, go ahead.
It's so damn good. It don't matter if you're Christian or not. The music, the art, it's just so damn beautiful. You know why? Because they understand. If you're going to make an animated film, you better make an animated film. I've seen Christian producers outright just admit, it's like, no, we treat our productions as sermons. But if you're going to do that, then why not just conduct a sermon?
Why?
You know?
Why wouldn't you want every sermon to be amazing?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, if your whole thing is to preach the gospel, right?
Yeah.
Why not make it as open and as accessible to everyone? You understand? And this applies also if you're going to, like, let's say you have a story you want to tell, but you also want to, like, convey, like, a deep message behind it. Maybe you want to fight for the advocate for some marginalized group. You're going to make your story and thus your message and the message you're trying to convey more accessible if you make a more entertaining story behind it. And I think that's what a lot of people fail to comprehend. Or they comprehend it, but then fail to do it. They think just because I have a good message, that makes my story good. Cam?
No!
Cam is a movie that I like watching. I'm like, yeah, I can see some of the things they're trying to convey about, like, working in the adult entertainment industry. But the movie itself isn't that great. And a lot of the reviews I've read that were giving it positive reviews were just focusing on its message. I'm like, but a message is not a movie. The movie itself isn't that great. Doesn't matter whatever message is trying to convey. If the movie's not that great, it's not that great.
I'm sure this is something we both... Yeah, no, this is something we both realize. Like, as writers who have taken plenty of English classes, I'm sure you've seen some sort of movie or media of some form, probably a movie, that you're like, wow, this movie was kind of shit, but I'm definitely taking this kind of stuff away. And I would love to bring this concept to light again in a different way. It's far more entertaining.
Harmony. Remember Harmony?
Yes.
The book I had and that became a movie?
Yeah, no, I know quite well.
You know how the second half of that book feels a little rushed, right?
Yes, I hate it. Like, the first half, I was like, wow, this, like, it really builds a world. The second half, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I felt cheated.
Yeah, but the actual, like, thing, when you read it, it's like, you realize, yeah, you know what, this person's saying something about, like, being, like, very obsessive over your, like, health, like...
Yes.
What happens when you, like, institutionalize healthcare and make it mandatory for, like, everyone, when you're very overbearing and controlling, like, what people can do at the cost of, like, their personal freedoms?
That book was talking about so many concepts, and then it just felt like it was like, yeah, fuck those concepts, here's the ending.
Yeah, and I understand why it's like that. I think the guy wrote it while he was dying in a hospital, funny enough.
You're probably right. Honestly, it probably could have made a trilogy.
Honestly, I'm sad that we were robbed of a chance of him, like, going back to that manuscript and, like, actually, like, fixing it up and giving us a better story.
Yeah. But,
like, as it stands, like, not that great of a story, at least in the second half. I'm not too entertained by it, but it really made me think about, like, it's scary, like, what lengths people will go to if it means, quote-unquote, preserving, like, the social order by, like, preserving human resources. Where, like, humans are treated no longer as, like, humans, but as a national resource. It gets a little, it can be a little scary. Too bad the freaking... freaking film was that great either. The film also had its own issues, I think, just as an adaptation, but that's a discussion for another day. But yeah, important thing to note, always keep in mind you have an audience to entertain. You want to teach them, go right ahead. It's what's the old Latin phrase? things need to be dulce, what is it, dulce and utile or something like that. They need to be sweet and useful, meaning they have to be entertaining, and like they have to be entertaining while they're also like teaching a morality or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what's important to understand.
I had a poetry class once, and the teacher told us the first line of the poem. No, he said I'm trying to remember. I think it was the last line of the poem should be your best line. The second best line of the poem should be the first line. And then every line should be just like, you should try to make it just as good as the last line. So the whole concept is this poem, you should try to make it just as good as your best line.
Which in turn make for a better poem.
Yeah.
I think the best piece of advice someone gave me when it comes to like writing lines and prose was always try to make that line like stand on its own. Every sentence should help move the story along, and every sentence should be like a good ass sentence, should be your best sentence going into it, you know?
Yeah.
Now that we're here on the topic of sci-fi, you got any like I think we gave out a few suggestions, but you got any more for people out there? We had Soma, Serial Experiments Lane. Yep.
Oh, shit. There's this game. I can't think of it right at the moment, but... I can't remember it. Any other sci-fi recommendations? Fuck, you know, had I, like, thought about it prior, I would have come up with some more. I'm trying to remember this game, though. Do you have some?
I have one in particular, Star Trek related, but specifically, go watch Star Trek Deep Space Nine. It's the best Star Trek, and I will fight anyone else who disagrees because their opinion is wrong, and I am right.
LOL.
Yeah, LOL.
You
also mentioned Soma and Serial Experiments Lane.
Yeah.
Good anime, yeah. Good mood game. I don't think there's much else to add.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, I've been Gabe.
I've been Antoine.
Thanks for listening to this episode. You guys have a good night.
Brought to you by no fucking sponsors.
God damn it, Anthony.